before we take any more listeners on the air, we have our featured guest for this week, an actor who you know and love for many, many years, Beverly Hills 90210, the original.
The original.
And countless other TV and film appearances over the years. We're joined on the line by James Eckhouse. James, how are you this fine, fine evening?
Hey there. Hello there, Timothy. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Really good. Now, we got so much we want to talk about. You've just done so much on the big screen, the small screen. We know you're working on a great little project here in Southern California, too. But this is AM Talk Radio. They like to talk politics. They like to talk current events. What do you make out of the week's headlines? Are you as distraught as much of the country seems to be about current affairs? Or are you one of those people who says it'll all sort itself out if we're at all lucky?
I just sit back. I take the right drugs. It just goes over me. I'm like, fine, dude. Wake me up in 10 years. I'm sure it'll all be
good. Fantastic.
No, I know. I am. First, I want to say something too. I love your show. I think what's great is to have a forum. It is so important to have a public forum like you do.
It's absolutely.
It's amazing, and I love listening to it. And we also had some of my favorite people on the show. Actor types. Amy Brenneman, yeah. I heard, was on
yep.
the show.
And then absolutely.
Owen, I heard Mark Taylor one day. I heard I was driving. And I went, oh, that's Mark Taylor. One of my favorite people.
Absolutely.
And Jenny O'Hara, old friend. So I love the people I got. I love that you spend a little time talking about theater because, you know, who wants to go to the theater when they got Game of Thrones on the television?
Absolutely. It's hard with that. You got the Game of Thrones, you got the Walking Dead, you got the better...
A lot of TV.
It's peak TV.
A lot of TV.
Now, I got to ask you, James, as a working actor, we're living in the era of peak TV. It must be a good time to be an actor, isn't it? It's a good time
to
be an actor.
I love that you're asking me this. I love that you're asking because, you know, you do talk, and you'll sometimes, I've heard you say, the golden age of television.
Absolutely.
Which is something a phrase we use a lot.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's not just a go from inside the industry, and it's the wild, wild west. It's a revolution.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling, you know? And my brain cells at my old dotage, you know, it's hard to kind of like adapt to all of this. I watch my son, I mean, you know, thank God. I love teaching. I teach a lot of young actors. And, you know, the thing is, you can go make a new series on your iPhone.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You can get, right? You
Everything's
can
be streaming. On, it's right off your phone. It's amazing.
Right off your phone. You can do YouTube Red. It's insane. It's the democratization of this media. And, you know, it's both exciting and terrifying, you know? The writing is extraordinary, you know, and as, you know, everybody says, it's this TV is where it's at, and it's true. Yeah, I mean, you know, a show like, can you imagine a show like Transparent? if I was growing up.
You can be as niche as you want in the subject matter, and instead of filming short stories, which is in effect what a movie is, you can put novels on TV. You can do 8, yeah. 10, 13 episodes. That's like a Dickens novel.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's amazing. And this whole idea, like, just the way, there are so many aspects to this animal, you know, this would be literally like a 15-hour conversation because there's so many, I know it's television, but it's fascinating, but it does reflect the world too. I mean, the savvy of the people watching, you know, remember when people didn't even think about box office numbers and that became like, yeah, everybody's looking to see what the box office numbers
are.
And then the fact that things are so fast, it's like, you know, it's like the Christians and the Lions, you know, like normally the Christians came out and they fought for a while and then finally the thumbs were up and now it's like, you know, 2 seconds of the show, boom, no, done, out, we don't like it, you know?
And like you say, the savvy of the people watching, you know, Donald Trump just watched, House of Cards and then he went out and did it. I mean, just like that.
They have that's something great to answer then Netflix, if they're responsible for that. Now, you know, James, we love the stage. We love getting great actors on who are telling us about the things they're doing on the live stage here in Southern California. You've got a great project that you're part of, a play called Redline. that you're involved
red
with.
Line, yes, like the red line in the car when you're pushing the red line over.
Right.
Not the Obama red line. That's
No, not that one. We don't have any. No. We're not. This is not a political show.
Yes.
No,
good.
I'll tell you, it's a great ride. I'm so proud of this work. And it's funny because I did play this dad once on this television show many
years ago. I heard something about that.
Yeah, you may have remembered that. And this is a dad that is a dad, and he wants to be a good dad, but he's not equipped. He's like a 1950s dad living in this world, and he does something. He snaps for about 5 seconds. Yeah, and he puts his family at risk. He almost kills them. And, you know, it's out of a kind of a rage. It's kind of out of not knowing how to communicate to his wife and how to communicate to his son. It's kind of Willy Loman-y, you know, from Death of a Salesman. It's a very powerful piece. And we've been working on it for 2 years. I mean, it was written for me about 2 years ago. This company, it's IAMA Theater Company, like I-A-M-A.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're doing it in rep with another great play called Sinner's Laundry. This company, I'm so excited to be proud of. I got to pitch the company. Katie Lowe's is on Scandal, is one of the artistic directors. This gal named Leslie Headland, she wrote Bachelorette, the movie. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, yeah.
She's wicked smart. There are all these wonderful NYU kids. And then I'm the resident old fart, and it's fun to do that. It's an amazing company. They're smart, unbelievably talented. They love theater, but they're also, Shonda Rhimes just gave us a gazillion dollars.
All right. If you're getting
that. Awesome. Isn't that great? I mean, she's our hero. She's our goddess. She's amazing. She's taken us under her wing, and we're very excited about that. Anyway, yes, it's called Red Line. It's through November 19th. It's on the weekends. It's in rep, as they say, repertory. And you can get to watch me for 26 pages, 40-minute monologue.
Really?
A 40-minute monologue. I heard a 22-minute monologue once. I thought it was the longest thing ever.
And you're welcome to bring tomatoes and throw them in.
No. It's a feat of your thespian skill that you're able to stand up there, man on the stage, 40-plus minute. Wow.
Yeah, and it's without a net. I'm telling you, it's very intimate. And the writing is so beautiful and so taut. And I'm on this, like my son came the other night and he said, Dad, you're like moving at 140 miles an hour. So it's really exciting. And it's getting to see theater. And I love your show because you're talking politics and all that. But if you can, you know, if you want to go out for a night and do something a little different.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, there are other actors in the play. You're not playing all the parts.
There is another amazing actor, Graham Sibley, who's an upcoming fabulous actor. He's in a bunch of movies coming out. He was in the movie, you know, guy crashed, landed on the Hudson River.
Sully.
Right. Thank you. Sully. Yes. Wonderful in that. Anyway, so it's Graham and I. He's my son, and it's great. I'm going to give you the site.
Yes,
it's
please.
IAMATheater.com. IAMA Theater. Spelled R-E like us, you know.
Classy.
Yeah, that's it. IAMATheater.com. And I'd love to see you. And if you do come, it's a great conversation starter. You can't bring a 16-year-old, but you can bring a 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old, and you're going to have a great conversation with your child.
You cannot bring a 16-year-old, but you can bring a 17-year-old.
Yeah, I say 16's okay.
I want to thank you. This sounds like such a great play. I want to recommend Friends and Neighbors, all of you, if you got free time, to go out and see it. It sounds amazing. I want to thank you, James Eckhouse. We loved you on Beverly Hills 90210. We're going to love you even more when we see you in Red Line. Thank you so much for being part of the bigger picture.
Thank you. Have a great evening. Talk to you.
Friends and Neighbors, we're about to take a short commercial break, but first,